Okay. Morning. We're holding Samach Vav, Amud Aleph. We are a few lines down on the page. We're actually Mova Brisa darshaning the different proofs, the different arguments against the Beis Susim as to how we know the Karban HaOmer was brought on the second day Pesach and not the Sunday after Pesach starts. So says the Gemara, Miyem Aviyachem Tisperu. The Brisa continues now, and we darshan, Miyem Aviyachem Tisperu. It says in the Pasuk, from the day that you bring the Omer, you should count 49 days till you bring the Mincha Chadasha, till you bring the Karban HaShavuos. Yachal Yiktzer V'Yavi. So based on the Lashon of Pasuk, I would have thought that someone can cut the barley and bring the Omer. How do you know that you actually start to count that day? Meaning maybe that day you cut the Omer, you bring the Omer, and then you start counting whenever you want to start. You start, and from then you count 49 days. Therefore the Pasuk says that when you cut the grains with the sickle, you cut the crop, you should begin the count at that point. So this teaches us that we count on the day you cut. That's when you start counting, which is what we do, right? On the 16th of Nisan is when you, and we'll describe what we do. Ultimately, what we do is we cut it the night of the 16th. We're makter the carbon, Michas Eimer, on the day of the 16th, and we also start counting on the night of the 16th. We'll see. So Yachal, so it says the Gemara, you see from the fact that it says you should start counting for when you start cutting, that you gotta start the count on the 16th. Okay. Imach of Chamesh Tachal Isper, Yachal Yiksev Yisper, Vemes Shiyutz Yavi. So maybe the Gemara says, but maybe I think, you know what? You take a cut on the 16th, and the day you cut, you start counting the Sfira. But the Minchas Omer itself maybe could be brought a couple days later. Who says it's be brought that day also? Tam Lemer Miyam Miyaviachim. Therefore the Pasuk says, Miyam Miyaviachim, Mesamach Vavim and Aleph. We are about 15, 16 lines down from the top of the page. Miyam Aviyachem, Imiyam Aviyachem. So now, if it says Miyam Aviyachem, Yachal Yitzav Yisper V'Yavi B'Yayim, so I would think, okay, you're right. You have to cut the grains that day, you start counting that day, and you also have to bring it that day. But maybe it all could be done when? In daytime. How do you know that you start at night, the 16th at night, you cut it at night? Tamalemar, Sheva Shabbos Tamimis Tiyana. It says Sheva Shabbos Tamimis Tiyana. How do you have Tamimis? Amy said Tamimis, Sheva Shabbos Tamimis. Because Man Shat Tamasal, Luminais Bimbarav. If you start counting from at night, that's how you have Tamimis. Yachal. See, yeah, well, if you want to, we'll get that in a second. If you want to do the mitzvah properly and count full weeks, you start from the beginning. Yachal Yiktzav Yavi Vyisper, and the beginning is the night before. Yachal Yiktzav Yavi Vyisper Abilayla. So I would think maybe do everything at night then. Cut it, bring it, and count the night. And you'd actually, it's interesting, the Mar Savi, you'd be bringing a mincha at night. Maybe based on the pasuk, you have to do it all night. Tavalemar Miyayim Aviyachim. Never says Miyayim Aviyachim. Okay, it said. How do you get Tamimais and still get Miyayim Aviyachim? You split it. Ktsiro Sphere Belayla Vava Biyayim. The cutting of the Omer and the counting of the Omer starts at night. And the bringing of the Minchas Omer starts by day. Again, I'm calling it the counting of the Omer. It's the counting. It's really counting. You're counting from the Omer until the Mincha Chadasha that's being brought on Shavuos. Okay, Amar Rava, Kulus Lepercha. All of the riyas that were brought against the Beis Susim to say again, the Beis Susim said that you bring the Omer on the first Sunday, Machas Shabbos. Machas Shabbos means Sunday after Shabbos, so it's the first Sunday after Pesach starts. And of course, Chazal darshaned that the Machas Shabbos means Machas of Pesach, which is the 16th day of Nisan. So we brought many riyas, not like the Beis Susim. Says Rava, all the riyas have a percha. Bar Matarti Tanei Basrei, Bein Masisa Kamaisa, Bein Masisa Basrei. So interesting enough, if you recall, we just finished now the second riyasa, which we weren't discussing any of the riyas, we were discussing just how to dash the pasuk of Sfira, but we quoted yesterday two riyasas that the end of the Bryce we just finished quoting, and there's a Bryce before that with a whole slew of proofs against the Beis Susim. Says Rava, in each Bryce, the last two proofs are the ones that are irrefutable. The rest of them, there's a Perichon. And what's interesting actually is some of the Tanaim in Bryce A say a different Sfara in Bryce B. And the Sfara in Bryce A, let's say, is refutable, and the Sfara in Bryce B wasn't refutable, or so on and so forth. We'll see. Says the Gemara, except for the last two of each Bryce that doesn't have Perichon. Imid or Perichon Zakai. Let's say you're going to say the proof was like Rabbi Yechem Zakkai. Why? Rabbi Yechem Zakkai was the one that says that the pasuk speaks about weeks and speaks about days. So, and he asked, I understand that weeks, you start counting from a Sunday. But days, you start from whatever day you start from. So, okay, so that's what he answered. When Pesach falls out on a Shabbos, so you start on Sunday, according to everyone, not that I should give by Susan even an opinion, but even we would agree you start on Sunday, because that's the 16th. So over there, you end up counting weeks. When Pesach starts on a Monday, let's say, or a Tuesday, or any other day of the week, then you count days. That was his answer. So his response was, you always start from the day after Pesach starts, but happens to be in certain scenarios, ends up being weeks anyway, because Pesach fell out on Shabbos. That was his answer, his proof against the by Susan. It says Gemara, even during Chazakai, Dumak Abaye. Maybe we hold like Abaye. Mitzvah Lemim, Damar Abaye, Mitzvah Lemim Yemi, Mitzvah Lemim Shavui. Abaye holds by Sphira, there's Mitzvah to count both the days and the weeks. Don't make a deal for the fact that Pesach speaks about days and weeks. If there's two different scenarios when Pesach's falling out and a Rai against the by Susim. It's talking about a different thing totally. There's a Mitzvah to count both days and weeks. We'll get back to that soon. Imid Rebelezer Rebshua. If you want to bring a proof for Rebelezer's proof or the Rebshua's proof, now there's two different proofs. Rebelezer's proof was that the Imra has to be on a fixed day of the month. Rebelezer's proof really was that it says Tisper Lach. Tisper Lach is a counting that's totally in you, in the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan only define when the month starts. The days of the week have been going on since Bereshis. So by Susan we say you start from a Sunday. There's nothing new to Tisper Lach. It's not the Rabbanan who are being kaveh when you start. It's based on the days of the week. According to us, there's a Tisper Lach. That was Rebbe's Raya. Rebbe's Raya was there has to be a fixed day of the month. There has to be a day that's set. Whereas according to the by Susan it could really fluctuate. Right? Because it's always the Sunday. It's not the 16th. It's the Sunday, which is the first Sunday after Pesach starts, can be across, you know, from the 16th all the way to the 21st. So therefore, says the Gemara, Miyayim, my debiyamtav rishon kai, debiyamtav shein b'achron kai. Says the Gemara, you're right. We're not being a raya to the Beisusim. But we're saying their raya against the Beisusim is only a raya that Sunday is not the day. Rather, what's the day? The day after Yamtiv. Which Yamtiv? Pesach has the first day of Pesach. Pesach also has Shvi Shabesach, but no, particularly the seventh of Pesach is also Yom Tov. The rest is also it's Chalamayid. But you have the first and seventh days. Maybe it means you start the day after the Shvi Shabesach, which is the 22nd of Nisan. Maybe you have no proof. Meaning, again, their question on the Bais Susim is a good question, but it's not a proof to what they're saying. That's the Taina. Rabbi Bishmol, Rabbi Yehuda and Beseira, Lasto Perchev. If you remember, they both and Rabbi Yehuda and Beseira. As if Rabbi Yehuda Beseira in the second Bais himself is a different source. He goes to like Rabbi Yehuda's source of Tisper Lach. But in the first Bais, Rabbi Yehuda Beseira and Rabbi Shmuel, they both say a source essentially which compares the Eimer to the Mincha Chadasha, to the Lechem, the Shtei Lechem Boran Shavuos. The Shtei Lechem and Shavuos are coming right at the beginning of Shavuos. They only use one day of Shavuos. So too, Minchas Eimer is coming at the beginning of Pesach. And therefore we know, it's therefore we say Machrish means the second day. So it's based on almost like a Gzer Sheva. It's based on a comparison. That is Taka Good Raya. On that Raya, there's no question. That's the Raya that against the Bais Susim, which remains strong. That is all the first Braisa. Now, in the second Braisa, Imre Dereis Yehuda, if you want to learn the proof of Yehuda's proof, if you remember, his title was that when Pesach starts on a Shabbos, then you count Taka. You count the regular 50 days, 49 days plus the Yeth Shavuos. But if Pesach starts, on a Friday, the day before Shabbos, so you wait a day, by Susan will you start on Sunday. So you wait a day, Shabbos, till you start counting. So you're really counting 51 days. You're counting a day before you start counting your day one. And if it starts, you go earlier, if it starts on, Pesach started on the Monday before, you could be counting 6 days before you count your day one. So you're really counting 56 days. Again, it's 6 and 50, but 56 days. So the Torah says 50 days, not 56 days. That was the time of the Bais Susim. Says the Gemara, you could deflect it. Avamina, the Mechamisha Levar Mahanishita. You're right. The Torah says count 50. You're still 50. It's 50 aside from those six. Meaning, where do you see in the number 50 a stronger proof? Bais Susim weren't saying count 56. They were saying wait six and then count day one to 50. Torah says 50. So that's not necessarily a stira. So that Raya has a tie on it. Imed Yudim Beseira. Again, you have Yudim Beseira like we had in the first price, but here he's saying, like Rabbi Eliezer, that it says Tisper Lach. It's a count based on the Rabbanan, based on months, not based on days of the week. Again, you still the same Taina. So granted, it's related to the dates of the month, it's related to Yom Tov, but who says it's the day after the first day of Yom Tov? Maybe it's the day after the last day of Yom Tov. Rabbi Yossi Nami, now Rabbi Yossi, if you remember, he said in yesterday's Bryce, and it was really the top of the summit, Rabbi Yossi said two Svaras. He had said one Svara, and then he himself said V'ayid. Rabbi Yossi's first Svara was, it says, Memachras HaShabbos, Doesn't mean Yom Tov, it doesn't mean Shabbos Bereishis. So he says, if it doesn't mean the day after Pesach, then which Shabbos does it mean? It can mean any Shabbos of the year. Who told you it means the Shabbos, first Shabbos during or after Pesach starts? Once you tell me Merchus Shabbos means the day after Shabbos, not after Pesach, who told you it's related to Pesach at all? Who told you what it is? It must be means the day after Pesach. That was his first taina. The second taina was, again, like a hekesh, it says Shabbos here, it says Shabbos by Shavuos, just like Shavuos, you're bringing it on the beginning of Yom Tov, so too, it's the beginning of Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, Rav Yossi's first proof is refutable. Rav Yossi, not me, Chazalei Pirchei. Rav Yossi himself saw the question on his first proof, meaning, because again, according to Rav Yossi also, granted you've disproved them that they don't know what Shabbos it is, but who told you Machos Shabbos means after the first day of Yom Tov? Same question again, maybe it's after the second day of Yom Tov. How did it come void? That's what Rav Yossi himself says, V'ayid. However, Rav Yossi's second proof, the Mordechai doesn't split out for us, because we already spoke out earlier, the last two proofs in each price of work, Rav Yossi's second proof is the second to last proof, and the final proof, if you remember, what was the final proof? It was Rav Shimon Elazar. His proof was, the Pasuk says, eat matzah 6 days. Pasuk says, eat matzah 7 days. Which one is 6 days or 7 days? We answered, 6 days is from Chadash, and 7 days, the 7 days of eating matzah in total, but six of the days you could eat from the newest crop. Why? Because you bring the Michas Eimer on the second day. That was a beautiful raya. That raya, the Gemara sticks with as well. Okay. So those last two rayas are good rayas. Again, we're basically second raya, which is making some sort of comparison between Michas Eimer and Shavuos. Those rayas work. And the Rav Shimon Elazar's raya, that 6 days and 7 days, 6 days of Chadash, 7 days total, which means you bring the Michas Eimer on the second day of Pesach. Gufa. There's a mitzvah to count the days of Sfira, mitzvah to count the weeks of Sfira. Rabbanan be Rashi, manu miyami vishman shvui. The Rabbanan in the base manager of Rashi, they take account the days and weeks, which of course, obviously is what we do. Amemar counted days and not weeks. Why? Amar zeich lemikdash. She said because the mitzvah is manazeh. The mitzvah counting sphere is zeich lemikdash. We spoke out yesterday. We'll quickly reference it again and then say, add another halacha for today. We spoke yesterday that Rambam does seem to pass that the mitzvah Yisrael Emer today is also biblical, but most of the shittas take on, like this lashon of our Gemara, of a Memer, that counting sphere b'zman hazeh only a zecher to the old mitzvah when they had a Michas Emer. When there's a Michas Emer, then it's deraisa. Now there's no Michas Emer, unfortunately, the chiyuv of counting sphere is not deraisa, it's only rabbinical. The nafkmin we spoke yesterday was, nor, very good, so, and if you could jump into Taisus, Taisus is right away, zecher l'mikdashu, nirid b'savich chashecha yachal avarach. Taisus says you can make a bracha, even if it's not mamish, nighttime, it's not seis. You can make a bracha right after shkia, like Benji said. Why we make it? Because it's the Rabbanan, so we're not so makbet, it's only zecher, we're not so makbet to wait till the latest man. Again, the medaktikim wait, says the Shulchan Aruch, but we're not so makbet to wait because it's rabbinic. Fine. The Taisus has machlekes with the Bahag, whether or not this famous idea, if a person forgot one night of Sfira, does he continue counting with the bracha the next night? The Bahag says not. He's done, he's out. Taisus says it doesn't make sense. The Chara, it's well, just because you missed one night, you don't count the rest of Sfira. What's the basis of the Machlekes? The basis of the Machlekes, the Chara, is whether or not the 49 days is 49 separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to count each of the 49 days, so there's 49 mitzvahs, we'll call it, or it's one big mitzvah. Bahag held it as one big mitzvah. It's one big mitzvah. Once you miss one night, you're out of the count. Taisus held those 49 separate mitzvahs, therefore, there still would be a mitzvah to count separately. Even the Bahag himself, Taisus brings, it's Taisus over here, it's also Taisus Megill of Chav. The Bahag himself says, if one forgets to count at night, he should count by day without a bracha. And if he forgets to count even by day without a bracha, then he's out for the next night. That's the Bahag sheet, if you missed it. In Furzer B'Kiv Eger, it's only because he forgot to count by day without a bracha as well. If he forgot to count at night, and he counted the next day, without a bracha, he would be able to resume counting the next night. That's what the cleric is inferred, and that's takawi paskal achlamais. If one forgets one night, as long as he counted at some point during that day without a bracha, then he's okay. Otherwise, if one totally forgets, we're knowing if he forgets totally, he does not continue with the bracha, he can just have the bracha, he should listen to the chazan or listen to someone else and try to be yaitz of the bracha, like this being yaitz according to the deists who hold that, like Taisvis, that it's separate mitzvahs, and according to the deists, the machlekas we spoke of yesterday, in the Nusach of the Gemara itself, it says it's tisper lach, it's a count for yourself. We had some shittas that said you have to count for yourself and you cannot be yetzah shemeya kaina. We had such a shita yesterday, Pasha's been hold away. We held it just means each individual has a mitzvah as opposed to being a mitzvah on the bezdin, on bezdin to count. It's a mitzvah on the individual, but of course shemeya kaina still could work. One last point, there were those that said, I want to suggest that if a person forgot to count one night with the bracha, he should just, and if he missed the next day as well, he should count the next night and say, last night was this, so count the last night, and then count this night, and then continue. Lamai said it's brought down, the Bir Lacha brings this, she just held that, and the Bir Lacha just says, it was brought down earlier in the Acharinim, the later Acharinim don't even bring it, and the fact that they don't bring it would seem to indicate that we don't hold of it, so Lamai said we don't rely on it. Yes. Okay. Zek the Mishnah. Cut.
Yeah, I mean, it's really like a chumrah that you can't then, if you forget a day, you can't continue.
Okay, well, if it's telling
you... It isn't right. I mean, I don't see it. It's like a separate each day.
That's the machlokes. That's the machlokes back in Taisvitz. If it's a separate mitzvah, then you can count. If it's one big mitzvah, then you can count. I mean, that's it's nice you're taking sides of the machlokes. I'm not sure where you got that plates. Good for you. But it's machlokes, Taisvitz, and the Bahag. According to Taisvitz, you're right. Taisvitz is like, you're agreeing with Taisvitz. But the Bahag seems to be saying differently. Okay, second Mishnah. Katsru unasnu bekupes. They would reap the grains and put it into baskets. If you lazarve mivavamene sabar, so they would reap the grains, put it into baskets, bring it to the azara. And now, according to this Rameir Shita, we'll see in a second. According to Meir, they would toast it over the fire. It's could that quote the basic pasuk, which is going to be the basis for the drushas of the rest of the mission, the whole mid base between machlekes Rameir and the rabban. Very very simple machlekes, and all just based on the words of the pasuk. From takav minchas bigurim laHashem. If one, when one is bringing, it's not if, it's really when one is bringing the minchas bikurim Hashem, aviv, so aviv will see the taich of aviv could mean multi taich, it could be either aviv means it's like the first ears, the first grains, or a chedesh aviv, or it can mean aviv kosa mean, we'll see the abundant taich, that's our mayor taich, the abundant taich aviv to mean more of the way you toast it in the fire, in the clean. Kaloi is also burning it, kaloi ba'ish. Gerish karma. Gerish means if it's ground, not finely ground, coarsely ground. And caramel means like plush, plump kernels. We'll see exactly how the Rameir and the Baruch Darsh all these words. So Rameir's first learning, that you mahaviv, the actual, you put in the fire, the actual grain, the whole grain, you put in the fire, because it's kind by Mrs. Kali. To be kind of itself, the Pasuk says Kali. It's just in the Pasuk. So you put in the fire, Divir Rameir. The Chum say no. You don't put the entire stalk whole into the fire. Rather, first you beat it with. Now you don't beat it with the regular sticks they used to beat it to get rid of the chaff and to beat down the grain into softer pieces. You don't do that. Why? Because you don't want to destroy the kernels. They agree you want the kernels to go into the fire while they're still kernels and be toasted, just not on the stalk. So you hit it with like more softly with reeds. And they explained this to me, the stems of cabbage rolls. Kadesh Lesmach, in order that it shouldn't be, you're not beating with hard items, so it shouldn't be totally crushed. Nasnu l'abav, you then put these kernels into a pipe. So abav, according to them, like abav is a pipe, which had holes in it, on the mission, that's for abav hayim menukav, had holes in it, and they toasted it in a pipe. Kadesh arshel b'kulei, there was holes in it, the fire can go through the holes, and really toast all of these kernels that are ready, were separated from the stalk, and actually the mission is speaking out, but you also, after you separated from the stalk, you also did, you winnowed it, you threshed it, and got rid of the chaff as well. Shatru ba'azara, they then let it, they spread it out in the azara, v'ruch l'shabbos bay, and the wind would blow on it. Nasnu l'rechayim shal grosses, they would put it into a mill of grosses of beans. So again, they put it into the azara and spread it in order to dry up any moisture. And then they put it into a bean mill, because a bean mill is not such a fine grinding. It's more of a coarse grinding, like the Pasuk says, gerash. So it's more of a coarsely ground. And they took out of it the certified flour. They would sift it and re-sift it 13 sieves till they got the finest isaran flour from this mixture. Now what do you do with the rest? They collected, according to Rabbi Shmuel from the original Mishnah, 5 saws. According to Rabban, let's say, according to Rabban, they collected 3 saws of grain. They only used 1 asar and a flour. What do they do with the rest of this barley grain? Says the Gemara, Mishnah, Hashar niftu v'nechel chodam, it's redeemable and eaten by anyone, v'chayev b'chala, and it's subject to the din of chala, it's because it belongs to a private person. However, patam and a maisa, patam and a maisa. Why the patam and a maisa? Very simple. Because the chiv maisa comes at meruach, at the time when you pile up the grains, and when the kernels are piled up. At that point in time, who did it belong to? The base of Mikdash, exactly, the base of Mikdash. So therefore, when the Chiv of Maiser was Chal, it's Patra Maiser, and therefore it remains Patra Maiser, that's the Tanakama Shita, Rabbi Kiva Mechayev Bachal of Maiser. Kiva says, Chayev Chala, like the Tanakama, but he argues and says, you're chayiv in meiser, not like Tanakam and Merzim explain what the basis for the machlekes of Akiva and the Rabbanan is. Hanraban. Aviv means the first grains, the first ears. Ze aviv. So the aviv means the first harvest. Kali beish. This is Mermer Darshing over here. Melamit she Yisrael mevavim naisa beish. They would tack a toast, their full grains in the fire. Kedil kaim by Mrs. Kali, like we said in the Mishnah to Mermer. The chacham maimer top of am beish. The chacham argue. And they say, ain ar lashiv kali. No. The word, the fire is not a fulfillment of the word kali. Rather something else, which we see, and we already spoke out of the Mishnah, it's that kli that you're going to use with holes in it, that's going to be the kima of kali. Another lashon is, ein lashon kali, eladavar acher, or davar kalal. Lashon kali means something shiny. Either way, the Rabbanan is saying it doesn't mean simply sticking the stalk in the fire, it means something else. What does it mean? Haketzad, both according to either lashon. Abav shel kli hasham, there was a pipe that they used to put the grains inside there. Hayimnukav kekivra, add holes in it like a sieve. Kadeshi or shaltas pekule, in order that the fire should go through it totally. They put the grains, the kernels into this pipe, and they would put it in the fire. Aviv kali garish, any dam aviv kali, him garish kali. So now it says aviv kali garish. I don't know at what point are you toasting it. Are you toasting while it's still grains? While it's still kernels, or are you toasting when it's ready coarsely ground, when it's ready garish? Kishraimer ba'esh, the word ba'esh comes before the word garish, tells me that you toast it while it's still considered grains, while it's still kernels, before it's actually ground up. Caramel, what does caramel teach me? Rach umal. Caramel is like a breakup of the word rach umal. Soft, rach umal, and crushable. It teaches that the aimer should be soft and squeezed, easily squeezable. That's the texture it should be when you bring it, when you toast it. V'cheinu aimer, and the Maharaj is going to bring a few proofs that we take a word and we treat it like an abbreviation. Caramel was saying is abbreviation for rach and mal. We're going to say a few words, just a few examples. V'cheinu aimer vishba mabal, shleishav yavil isha elikim, lechem bikurim, esem lechem, sayrim v'caramel. Not we're not focused on the word caramel, focus on the next word. Bitzikaylenu. What's the word B'siklana telling us? Says, give the nation from these fresh husks, from the barley, and from the bread, give it to the people. Fine, let them eat. B'siklana, ba, the guy came, v'yatzak lanu, and he poured out his food to us, v'chalnu, and we ate, v'nava haya, and it was good. That's all. The word B'siklana is an abbreviation for that. V'yamer, another example. Nis'alsa behavim. People do a chait. Let us enjoy ourselves with our acts of ahava, of love, that's illicit relationships. Nisa v'nitain, let us talk, v'nala, let us go up to the bed. V'nismach, let us enjoy ourselves, v'nischat above him, and do acts of, illicit acts of ahava. V'aymer, it's funny that they attach as love, but it's funny, we typically separate acts of lust with acts of love. Okay. V'aymer, kanaf renonim nelasa. So again, the word nalasa is an abbreviation for naise. It's talking about the bird over there. Naise, it carries its egg. It goes up to the nest, finishata, and it loads itself to put the egg in the nest. Va'imer, lastly, ki yara taderech l'neg. It's funny, a whole bunch of rice this. Yarasa, it was afraid. Rasa, it saw. And natasa, therefore, it veered. It went away. Debe b'shmaltana, back to our word caramel. So far, we're touching it soft and squishable. Debeir b'shmaltana, caramel. Caramele, like a full pillow, which means it should be fully ripe where why is it puffy? Because the inside of the grain like fully fits its shell, its pillow. So it's like a full pillow. Okay. Rabbi Kiva Mechayev Mechala Maisus. So we send the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva says Yechayev Mechala Maisus. Tanakama says Yechayev Mechala, not in Maisus. What's the Machlekes? I'm Rav Kana. I'm Rabbi Kiva. Meiruch Mikdash Eina Preita. So the first explanation given the Gemara of Kana Shita was that Rabbi Akiva held that even when you do meiruch in the Beis Hamikdash, and meiruch is the shas where you chayv a meiser, the meiruch being on the Beis Hamikdash does not pater for meiser. Big chiddush. Masr v'sheishes, not just big chiddush, v'sheishes, l'chayr et shver, meiser shal shana lalu, the remainder of these three saws of the aimer, my meiser, what do you do with the nift of an echel chodam? It's redeemed, it can be there by anybody. V'chayv v'chala pater meiser, chayv v'chala is pater for meiser. Rabbi Akiva, Mechayev Mechal Amayis. Rabbi Kiva is Mechayev Mechal Amayis. That's so fast, just like a Mishnah. But now here, look at the conversation. I'm related to Rabbi Kiva. Paydim Yad Gizbar Yechiach. Whenever you redeem something, regular any grain, not Aimer, from the Gizbar, that should be a proof. Shechayev Mechal Amayis Maisus. Any grain that you redeem from the Gizbar is always Chayev Mechal Amayis Maisus. So why is this different? V'misa. Now, if you say the Miruch Hektish Ene Pater, if you say that the Miruch of Hektish doesn't pater, my Kamri. What was the conversation? I mean, they tied Rabbi Kiva from regular grains. They tied it from regular grains. The regular grains, when you redeem, you chay mechala and you put their maises. Rabbi Kiva, if you hold, Rabbi Kiva holds, like I'm kind of saying, that meruach of hegdish, meruach behegdish, makes the grains putter, so then Rabbi Kiva would argue there too. You bring me right from other grains. Rabbi Kiva would argue about other grains as well. The fact that somehow Rabbi Kiva is agreeing to other grains, it sounds like this grain of Eimer is different. Again, Rav Kana suggests that according to Rabbi Kiva, if meruach takes place while it's by, by the Mikdash, the grains are putter from, the grains are putter from Meiser. That's Rav Kana, I'm sorry, the grains are not putter from Meiser. Even though meruach takes place by Mikdash, according to Rabbi Kiva, the grains are not putter from Meiser. They asked Rabbi Kiva, why is the grain of Eimer different than other grains? By other grains, seemingly they say to Rabbi Kiva, you're masking it's putter, why here not? But if the explanation is like Rav Kana said, Rabbi Kiva would obviously would argue about other grains as well. What's their proof? Here's the lesson he says. Rabbi Kiva was chayv in chala and maestris. Why even maestris? Because the money was only given for that which is needed. Meaning, only the final asur that's ultimately used, almost like a breira. Only the final asur that's ultimately used, that's the asur that had kedusha. The rest of it never had kedusha. Never was considered part of the base of Mikdash's property. So that clearly is reason, not like Rav Kana said, and that reason actually fits a distinction between Eimer and something else. Everything else, says the Gemara, Elam Rebechin, you're right, Talmud Aruch, it was a Talmud Aruch, a long time in the mouth of Rabbi Kiva, the money was spent only that which is needed, meaning they only, the base of Mikdash, so to speak, only purchased, only took ownership of the final Isaran. That's why the rest is Chayev and Chala, everyone's Chayev and Chala, quote everyone, but Chayev even a Maestris, because if Meiruch is done, but it didn't belong to Hekdash, it won't, even if it's done in the base of Hekdash, it wouldn't get a tour of Maestris. Amar Rava, Pshitli, Rav doesn't say a few facts, a few halachas, and then he's going to ultimately ask a Shaila on tomorrow's Daf and Samach Zayin, we'll start it. Amar Rava, Pshitli, the Meiruch Hekdash Paita. It's pashtami that Meiruch of Hekdash owned by Hekdash is Pater. Afir Bekiva like a Mechayev Hasam, El Shaninu Maes, El Zerich Len. Even Bekiva is Mechayev by the Eimers, because he held the Bezdin only, the base of English only owned that which it needed, namely the last discern. It didn't own the rest. Av Meiruch Hekdash Ba'alma Pater. But something Hekdash owns, a grain that Hekdash owns, that's Meiruch, that's for sure Pater, that's Pasha, that's not a Shaila. That will come out. Everyone agrees. The Homachlek is, did Bezdin own, did base of English, I should say, own the entire Eimer, or only the part that's needed for the discern? That's the Homachlek is. Now the next discussion is going to be about Meiruch of Chavim. It's a Machlek is Tanayim. We'll have to pick it up from here, Emirat Hashem, tomorrow.